Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Yud Dalet. This perek is about the four types of domains which are relevant for the laws of Hotza'ah Mirshut Rishut on Shabbat. The line which should start off the perek appears in many printings of the Rambam only at the beginning of Halacha Dalet. Arba Rishiot LaShabbat, Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaRabim, VeCharmelit UMekom Petur. The only two domains which are relevant on a Torah level are Rishut HaYachid and Rishut HaRabim, and this perek begins by outlining the parameters of each one. But in addition to these two, Chazal categorized all other domains into two more types, the Karmelit and the Makom Petur, each of which has an important role on a Derabbanan level in the Malacha of Hotzah. Our perek explains what each of the four domains is and the details of the Malacha which are relevant to it. Halacha Aleph, Ezohi Rishut HaRabim, Midbarot V'arim U'Shvakim U'Drachim Hamfulashin Lahen, U'Vilvad Shehei Rochav HaDerech Shesh Esrei Ama V'lo Yeh Alav Tikra. What is a Rishut HaRabim? Examples include a desert, a forest, a market, and all roads leading to these areas, which are at least 16 amot wide, and which do not have a ceiling above them. By including the first examples of a desert and a forest, the Rambam seems to define Rishut HaRabim as an area which is open to the general public, not necessarily a place in which many people travel in practice. Most Rishonim do not consider a desert to be an example of a Rishut HaRabim, and the Kesef Mishnah explains here that this depends on different understandings of a Gemara on this topic in Masechet Shabbat Daf Vav. These Rishonim may believe that the actual presence of the Rabim, at least in general, is a critical part of the definition of Rishut HaRabim. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch lists only the examples of Rechovot U'Shvakim, roads and markets. He also mentions, in the name of Yesh Omrim, another criterion of Rishut HaRabim introduced by Rashi and other Ashkenaz Rishonim. It does not appear anywhere in the Rambam, nor, as the Magen Mishnah points out, in any of the Rishonei Sfarad, like the Ramban and his students. This is the criterion of Shishim Ribo, that only an area in which 600,000 people travel every day is a Rishut HaRabim Midoraita. While not agreed to by everyone, this criterion is critical for the validity of many modern-day Erevin in urban areas. I hope to elaborate on this topic in another shir. Continuing in Halacha Aleph, Ve'ezohi Rishut HaYachid, Tel Gavoa Asara Tfachim, Ve'rachav Arba Tfachim Al Arba Tfachim, O Yater Alkein, Ve'chein Charitz Shua Mok Asara, Ve'rachav Arba Al Arba O Yater Alkein, Ve'chein Makom Shumukaf Arba Mechitzot, Govhan Asara Uvenehen Arba Al Arba O Yater Alkein. Afilu Yesh Bo Kama Milin. אם הוקף לדירה כגון מדינה המוקפת חומה שדלתותיה ננעלות בלילה ומבואות שיש להן שלושה כתלים ולחי ברוח רביעית וכן חצר ודיר וסהר שהוקפו לדירה כולן רשות יחיד גמורה הן. What is a רשות היחיד? The most important and most common example is any area of at least 4x4 tfachim surrounded by four walls, מחיצות, each one at least 10 tfachim high. We note in passing, and we'll return to this topic in Perek Yud Zayin, that many other Rishonim consider three walls sufficient to define a Rishut HaYachid on a Torah level. The Rambam also considers three walls to be meaningful on a Torah level, as we'll see in Perek Yud Zayin, but in order to create a Rishut HaYachid, for which one is Chayav if he transfers an object to or from a Rishut HaRabim, four walls are necessary. There is no upper limit on the area contained within these walls, and even a city surrounded by walls whose doors are locked at night qualifies as a Rishut HaYachid. The Rambam adds an important phrase, though, namely, hukaf l'dira. The walls must be constructed for the purpose of having people live within the walls. Perek Tet Zayin will be devoted to two aspects of Rishut HaYachid, the meaning and limitation of this condition of hukaf l'dira, and what exactly qualifies as a mechitza, which can surround a Rishut HaYachid. Another example appearing here, which will be the focus of much of Perek Yud Zayin, is a mavoi, that is, an alleyway along which there are openings to many courtyards of private homes, and which leads at one end to the Rishut HaRabim. If this mavoi is surrounded by three walls and has a lechi, a vertical beam representing a fourth wall, placed at the end which opens to the Reshut HaRabim, then it qualifies as a Reshut HaYachid. We'll have much more to say about Hukaf Ledira and Mechitzot when we learn Perek Tet Zayin, and about the mavoi and lechi when we learn Perek Yud Zayin. Aside from an area of 4x4 tefachim surrounded by four walls, the other examples of Reshut HaYachid brought by the Rambam here are an elevated area, a tel, of the same area, 4x4 tefachim, and which is 10 tefachim above the ground, as well as a ditch, a charitz, of area 4x4 tefachim, which is 10 tefachim deep. Halacha Bet adds that even a kli, like a boat or a large piece of furniture, can qualify as a Reshut HaYachid if it has the measurements we mentioned. And Halacha Gimel begins with a point that the thickness of the walls of a Reshut HaYachid count as part of the Reshut HaYachid. The last part of Halacha Gimel mentions a critical difference between Reshut HaYachid and Reshut HaRabim, and we continue there. Avi Reshut HaYachid ki Reshut HaYachid, Reshut HaYachid avira ki Reshut HaYachid ad larakia, aval avi Reshut HaRabim eino ki Reshut HaRabim ela ad asara tfachim, ulamala mi asara bavi Reshut HaRabim mekom pturhu. The airspace of a Reshut HaYachid has the status of Reshut HaYachid, and in the absence of a ceiling, the walls of a Reshut HaYachid are considered to extend upward forever. In Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam illustrates, if a tall beam is planted in the ground of a Reshut HaYachid, extending far above the top of the walls, and one throws an object from Reshut HaRabim which lands on top of that beam, he is chayav. However, as we mentioned in the last perek, the airspace of a Reshut HaRabim does not have the same din. That airspace is considered to extend only as high as 10 tfachim, above which is considered a makom patur. In Halacha Yod Chet, the Rambam illustrates with two cases. First, if one throws an object from a Reshut HaYachid and it lands on top of a tall beam standing in Reshut HaRabim and extending more than 10 tefachim upwards, he is patur, as the object landed not in a Reshut HaRabim, but in a makom patur. Second, if one throws a sticky object, 4 amot in Reshut HaRabim, which lands by sticking to the wall of the Reshut HaRabim, he is chayav if it lands below a height of 10 tfachim, as it is considered to have landed in Reshut HaRabim. But if it lands higher than 10 tfachim along the wall, then he is patur, as there was no hanacha in Reshut HaRabim, but rather in a makom patur. Halacha Dalet. Ezohi Karmelit. Tel sheyesh bo arba'a tfachim al arba'a o yater al kein, v'govho mishlosha v'ad asara, shehakarmelit eina tofeset ela ad asara, v'ein rochba pachot me'arba'a al arba'a, v'chein charitz sheyesh bo arba'a al arba'a o yater al kein, v'amok mishlosha ad asara, v'chein makom shehukaf ba'arba mechitzot, govhan mishlosha v'ad asara, uveinehen arba'a al arba'a o yater al kein, v'chein keren zavit hasmucha l'reshut harabim, v'hu ha'makom shehukaf shalosh mechitzot, v'ruach harevi'it reshut harabim, kegon mavoi she'ein lo lechi o kora b'ruach revi'it, v'chein hayamim v'habik'a bein bimot hachama, bein bimot hagshamim, kol elu karmelit hein. Having completed the explanations of the two Doraita domains of Reshut HaRabim and Reshut HaYachid, the Rambam proceeds now to the Karmelit. Examples of a Karmelit include the three types of Reshut HaYachid, the Tel, the Charitz, and the area surrounded by Mechitzot, in which the area is at least 4x4 Tvachim, but the elevation, depth, or height of the Mechitzot is anywhere from 3 to 10 Tvachim, too small to qualify as Reshut HaYachid. Recall from the last parak that below 3 tefachim is considered equivalent to being on the ground. Another example of a karmelit is a mavoi surrounded by 3 walls with no lechi at the fourth wall, or any similar area closed on 3 sides and open on the fourth side to a reshut harabim. A yam, meaning any sea or lake, is a karmelit, as is a bik'ah, an open valley in which areas are sometimes cordoned off for planting. Hence, there isn't complete access to the public all year, and so this isn't a reshut harabim like a desert or a forest. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam clarifies that the airspace of a karmelit, similar to that of a reshut harabim, extends upward only 10 tfachim, and above that is considered a makom patur. The depth of the water in a yam is all considered ground level, so the airspace up to 10 tfachim above the surface of the water has the status of a karmelit. Halacha Vav includes further examples of a karmelit, the sides of a reshut harabim, where people don't walk because it is close to the homes on each side, as well as any area which should be a reshut harabim except in that it lacks one critical property, for example, if it is less than 16 amot wide or if it has a ceiling. We add that for the opinion of Rashi and other Rishoni Ashkenaz, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, that only an area in which 600,000 people pass through daily qualifies as a Reshut HaRabim, a public area in which fewer people pass each day is similarly a Karmelit. Halacha Zayin. Eizehu makom petor. Makom sheyesh bo pachot me'arba'a l'arba'a v'govho shlosha ad l'rakia. Shekol pachot mishlosha hareyu ka'aretz. Afilu kotzim uvarkanim o gulalim birshut harabim, govhan shlosha ve'ein behen arba'a l'arba'a, harey hein makom petor. A makom petor is any domain which measures less than 4x4 tfachim, or more specifically, in which even one dimension is less than 4 tfachim, no matter how long the other dimension is. This includes a tel of this area elevated at least 3 tfachim off the ground, a charitz of this area at least 3 tfachim deep, and an area of the size on the ground level surrounded by 4 walls. Even a pile of branches in the Reshut HaRabim is an example of a makom petor. And a common day modern example is a fire hydrant. The airspace of a makom petor extends upwards indefinitely, and as we mentioned, the airspace of a reshut harabim and of a karmelit higher than 10 tvachim is similarly a makom petor. Halachot Chet through Yud fill out details of what qualifies as each type of reshut. Any domain like a pedestal located in a Reshut HaRabim and which is exactly 9 tfachim high, or for other Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, anywhere between 9 and 10 tfachim high, no matter how big or small its area, has the status of Reshut HaRabim, because Rabim Mechatfin Alav, people use it to help them adjust the loads they are carrying. But a pedestal of this type, which is 10 or more tvachim high, and has area 4x4 tvachim, is a bona fide reshut hayachid, even though it is located inside a reshut harabim. However, if a peg is attached to the side of this pedestal, then the part of it from the ground up to the peg is used by the rabim. Hence, we only measure from the peg upwards. If this height is between 3 and 10 tvachim, then the part of the pedestal above the peg has the usual din of a karmelit for a domain of this size and height. We note that the Ravid and the Aruch HaShulchan both reject the Rambam's din about a peg on the side of the pedestal, as based on an improper understanding or incorrect girsa of the Gemara in Masechet Erevin. Any cavity inside the wall of a Reshut HaYachid has the status of a Reshut HaYachid, but a cavity in the wall directly adjoining a Reshut HaRabim is evaluated as either a Reshut HaYachid, a Karmelit, or a Makom Petur based on the dimensions of the cavity itself. The only cavity in the walls of a Reshut HaRabim which has the din of Reshut HaRabim is one located within 3 tvachim of the ground, in accordance with the principle that within 3 tvachim of the ground is equivalent to the ground itself. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam begins to discuss the halachic status of the two rabbinic domains of Karmelit and Makom Petur. Reshut hayachid u'makom petur mutar l'taltel b'chulan. Afilu haya orech kol achat mishtehen kama milin mitaltel b'chula. Aval reshut harabim v'akarmelit ein mitaltlin bahen ela ba'arba amot. Vim hevir o hoshit o zarak chutz la'arba amot b'reshut harabim chayav u'v'karmelit patur shisura karmelit midivrehem mipnei shehu dome l'reshut harabim shema titchalef b'reshut harabim. Lefichach, im lo haya tzarich leguf ha'otza'a kigon שהעביר קוץ בקרמלית כדי שלא יוזקו בו רבים, הרי זה מותר, ואפילו העבירו כמה אמות, וכן כל כיוצא בזה. One may carry within a reshut hayachid and a makom petur without any restriction. It is asur midrabanan to carry, or throw, or pass more than 4 amot in a karmelit, and the Rambam explains why. The karmelit is similar to a reshut harabim, and if one were allowed to carry there, Chazal were concerned that he would carry in a reshut harabim as well. Because the isser of carrying in a karmelit is only midrabanan, Chazal permitted doing so in order to remove a public hazard, like a sharp object which can cause injury. Halacha Yud Bet. Kishem shemutar l'talel b'chol makom patur, kach mutar l'achnis me'anu l'irshut ha'yachid, al l'irshut ha'rabim. Ve'ein tzarich lomar l'charmelit. U'motzi'in lo mirshut ha'yachid u'mirshut ha'rabim, ve'ein tzarich lomar min ha'karmelit. Kishem shasur l'talel b'chol ha'karmelit, kach asur l'hotzi me'ana l'irshut ha'yachid ol l'irshut ha'rabim, o l'achnis l'charmelit mirshut ha'yachid u'mirshut ha'rabim. V'motzi'o l'achnis patur. As for hotzah, from or into a rabbinic reshut, one may transfer an object out of a makom patur to any of the other three reshuyot, and from one of them into a makom patur. However, it is asur midrabanan to transfer an object from a karmelit into either a reshut hayachid or a reshut harabim, and from either of those into a karmelit. In Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam includes more cases in the Isser Drabanan, carrying, throwing, or passing from one Rishut HaYachid to another with a Karmelit in between, or from one Rishut HaRabim to another with a Karmelit in between. Note that even though the Rambam said in Halacha Yud Aleph that the Karmelit is seen as similar to a Rishut HaRabim, there is nonetheless an Isser Hotzah, Midrabanan, between it and another Rishut HaRabim. This seems to indicate that a Karmelit has another aspect as well, as something of an in-between reshut, similar in some respects to a reshut harabim, and in others to a reshut hayachid. The Rama, at the beginning of the laws of Hotzah, understands that the term Karmelit comes from the word karmel, grain which is neither moist nor dried out, but somewhere in between. So too a Karmelit is in between a Rishut HaYachid and Rishut HaRabim, and so has the Chumrot of both of them. One may not carry Arba Amot within it, nor transfer between it and either a Rishut HaYachid or a Rishut HaRabim. Also in Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam writes that if one takes an object from a Rishut HaYachid to a Karmelit, puts it down there, then picks it up and takes it to a Rishut HaRabim, or the reverse, then he is Patur, despite having transferred between a Rishut HaYachid and a Rishut HaRabim, thanks to the Hanacha in the Karmelit separating the two actions. But what if this was done without a Hanacha in between? This brings us to Halacha Tet Vav. Hamotzi mirshut hayachid rishut harabim va'avar al makom patur b'nehen b'halichato chayav shehamalech eino keomed ve'ein tzarich lomar bazorek shavar achefetz b'mkom patur she'eino chashuv k'mi shenach sham. The opinion of Ben Azai in a Braita in Masechet Shabbat Daf Hey is that Mehalech Ka'omeid Dami. When one walks, every step constitutes a hanacha followed by an akira in taking the next step. But the Rambam accepts the view of the Chachamim, that Mehalech Lav Kome Dami, and therefore one who carries an object from a Rishut HaYachid to a Rishut HaRabim, or the reverse, even through a Makom Patur and certainly through a Karmelit, is Chayav for doing a Melacha Doraita, as he has not considered to have stopped in the Makom Patur or Karmelit in the middle. And the same is true if one throws the object rather than carrying it, as we saw in the last parak that we hold against the view of Rabbi Akiva that kluta lav kamishu hunchadami, a thrown object is not considered to rest in an area over which it is thrown, and therefore this is considered a direct transfer from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim or the reverse. Continuing in Halacha Tetvav, Haya Omeid Bimkom Patur, Venatal Chefetz Mirshut HaYachid Ome Adam HaOmeid Sham, V'nicho Birshut HaRabim O Biyad Adam HaOmeid Sham, Patur, V'chein Im Hichnis Mirshut HaRabim Lirshut HaYachid V'amad Bimkom Patur, Patur. What if one stands in a Makom Patur between a Rishut HaYachid and a Rishut HaRabim, takes an object from one of these domains and places it in the other? Then he is Patur, according to the Rambam, because the fact that he is standing in the Makom Patur makes it as if the object rested there on its way between the two Doraita domains. Some listeners may recall that the Ravid back in Perek Yud Bet, Halacha Yud Dalid, ruled that one is Chayav in a very similar case. While standing in Rishut HaRabim, he takes an object from one side of him, and without pausing, he moves it above his head to the other side of him, and puts it down at least 4 amot away from where it started. The area above his head is, of course, more than 10 tvachim from the ground, and is thus a makom patur. The Mishnah Berurah understands that this is indeed a machloket between the Rambam and the Ravid. When standing in a makom patur and moving an object in a manner which is ordinarily chayav, either from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim, or the opposite, or 4 amot in Rishut HaRabim, is one patur even if the action is continuous, or only if he pauses in the middle. The Rambam accepts the first view, that he is patur if the action is continuous, and the Ravid accepts the second, that he is chayiv if the action is continuous, as back in Perek Yud Bet, and only patur if he pauses in the middle. In Halacha Tet Zayin, the Rambam brings the important case of tel hamitlaket. One of the examples of Rishut HaYachid, as we saw, is the tel, the area of 4x4 tfachim, elevated at least 10 tfachim from the ground. In a tel hamitlaket, there aren't vertical walls, but rather a slowly rising slope around the perimeter of the tel. Does this still qualify as a Rishut HaYachid because it is 4x4 tfachim in area and 10 tfachim high, even without walls which can be considered mechitzot? The answer is that the slope leading from the ground to the top of the tel is considered the equivalent of a wall on each side, only if it rises a height of 10 tfachim over a horizontal distance of 4 amot. So if the walls rise at this slope or more steeply, then the tel is a Rishut HaYachid. But if they rise at a gentler slope, then the tel is not a Rishut HaYachid. We already discussed Halachot Yud Zayin to Yud Chet in the context of Halacha Gimel, about the airspace of a Rishut HaYachid and a Rishut HaRabim. So we proceed to Halacha Yud Tet, which begins with another case related to that point. Zarak kane o romach meirshut hayachid v'nitka birshut harabim keshu omed patur sharei miktzato bimkom patur zarak kli meirshut hayachid lirshut harabim v'haya oto kli gadol v'yesh bo arba'a al arba'a begova asara patur mipnei shekli ze birshut hayachid gemura v'nimtza kemotzi meirshut hayachid lirshut hayachid. If one throws a beam or a spear from Rishut HaYachid, and it lands upright in Rishut HaRabim, so that the upper part of it is higher than 10 tfachim from the ground, then he is patur, as that part of the object is not in a Rishut HaRabim, but rather in a Makom Patur. We saw in Perek Yud Bet, Halach Yod Aleph, that to be chayev for Hotzah, one must move the entire object from a Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim. Recall from Halacha Tet that a pedestal with the dimensions of a Rishut HaYachid sitting in a Rishut HaRabim has the status of a Rishut HaYachid. So if one throws from a Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim a kli which is large enough to be a Rishut HaYachid in its own right, like this pedestal, then he is patur, as even when this kli is in Rishut HaRabim, we continue to view it as a Rishut HaYachid. Hence, this isn't considered throwing from a Rishut HaYachid to a Rishut HaRabim, but rather from a Rishut HaYachid to another Rishut HaYachid. The next few halachot deal with interesting cases in which the very act of moving an object from one Rishut to another changes the status of one of the Rishuyot involved in the act. Halacha Chaf. Bor tisha birshut harabim, ve'akar chulya mikarka ito, vishlimo la'asara, af al pi shakirat ha'chefetz, ve'asiyat ha'mechitza ba'in ka'achat, patur, mipnei shelo hayta mechitza asara batchila. Haya ha'bor asara, vishlich lo chulya umyatome asara, patur, sharei hanachat ha'chefetz, vishliluk ha'mechitza ba'in ka'achat. If one transfers a stone to a Rishut HaRabim from a pit of depth 9 tfachim, thereby making the pit 10 tfachim deep and hence a Rishut HaYachid, he is patur, because the stone was not removed from a pre-existing Rishut HaYachid. Similarly, if one transfers a stone from a Rishut HaRabim to a pit 10 tfachim deep, thereby making it only 9 tfachim deep and hence not a Rishut HaYachid, he is also patur. In the first case, there was no akira from a Rishut HaYachid, and in the second case, there was no hanacha in a Rishut HaYachid. Halacha Chaf Aleph gives a similar case. If someone throws in Rishut HaRabim a board of area at least 4x4 tfachim, and it lands on some pegs which extend 10 tfachim high, then he is patur. Even though the board sitting on the pegs constitutes a tel, which is a type of Rishut HaYachid, he is not chaya for throwing from a Rishut HaRabim to a Rishut HaYachid, because the board only became a Rishut HaYachid through his act of throwing. Halacha Chaf Bet. Bor shehu amok asara v'rachav shmona birshut harabim v'zarak machatzelet mirshut harabim v'chilka habor b'rochbov lishnayim patur sharei im hanachat hakli batlu amchitzot v'nasa kol makom mehen pachot me'arba'a al arba'a. There is a pit inside a Rishut HaRabim, which is 8 tfachim long and 10 tfachim deep, and thus qualifies as a Rishut HaYachid. One throws a mat from the Reshut HaRabim into this pit in such a way that it divides the cavity of the pit into two regions, each one just under 4 tefachim long, half the original 8 tefachim, minus the width of the mat. Thus, the pit is no longer a Reshut HaYachid, but rather two adjacent Mekomot Patur, and hence the one who threw the mat is Patur. Halacha Chaf Gimel, Bor Birshut HaRabim Amok Asara V'Rachav Arba'a Malei Mayim V'Zorak L'Tocho Chefetz V'Nach Al Gabei Mayim Chayav She'en HaMayim V'Atlin HaMechitzot Haya Malei Perot V'Zorak L'Tocho Patur Sharei Miatu HaPerot Et Shiuro. Water which fills a pit does not affect the dimensions of the pit. Hence, if this pit has the dimensions of a Reshut HaYachid, and one throws an object from Reshut HaRabim, which lands on the surface of the water in the pit, he is Chayav. But when a pit is filled with fruit, this is considered the equivalent of refilling the pit with dirt, and the mechitzot of the pit are only considered to begin from the top of the fruit. So if there aren't 10 tefachim from the top of the fruit to the opening of the pit, then this isn't considered a Reshut HaYachid anymore, and one who throws into it from a Reshut HaRabim is patur. Halacha Chaf Dalet, Rekak Mayim Shu Over Birshut HaRabim, Rabim Mahalchim Bo, Im Ein Ba'omko Asara Tefachim, Harei Hu Kirshut HaRabim, Bein Shaya Rachav Afilu Arba Amot, Bein Shelo Haya Baruchbo Arba Atfachim, Sharei Rov Ha'am Mindalgin Alav Ve'ein Mahalchim B'Tocho, Ho'il Ve'ein Ba'omko Asara, Harei Hu Birshut HaRabim. Vim yesh ba'omko asara o yater, harei hu karmelit kishayamim, v'hu sheyesh berochbo arba'a tefachim o yater al kein, she'ein karmelit pechuta me'arba'a. The perek ends with a din of a stream or puddle in Reshut HaRabim. If this isn't 10 tefachim deep and people walk through it, then it has the status of a Reshut HaRabim. But if it is 10 tefachim deep, then it is considered the equivalent of a yam, and so its status depends on its area. If this area is at least 4x4 tefachim, then it is a karmelit, and otherwise it is considered a makom patur. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.